The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin today's shiur, Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara discusses the halachas regarding a person who drinks shemen levadoi, drinking shemen alone, whether he makes a bracha or not. It's interesting to point out the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perikhes Halacha Beis of Hilchas Brachos says the Rambam Abol im shosa hashemen levadoi oy shloi hoy choshish begroinoi. If a person who drinks shemen alone and or did not have any pain in his throat, so the Rambam says drinking shemen alone is mevarach olav shahakol. He makes the bracha of shahakol, shahare loy nehene betam hashemen. Because when one drinks shemen, one is not really nehene in the tam of the shemen, and therefore the bracha is not a specific bracha, but rather it is the bracha klali, is the bracha of shahakol. Comes along the case of Mishnah, and the case of Mishnah says the Ramashi Kotzav shemishosa hashemen levadoi shemevorach shahakol. When the Rambam paskins and writes that if a person drinks shemen alone, that he makes a bracha shahakol, says the Kesemisha Taimo, it's a big chiddush. Because being that azuke mazik ein levarcholov, when someone drinks shemen alone, it really causes damage. It's azuke mazik, as the Gemara says. So if someone should not break a bracha at all, v'chein perish Rashi, and so Bemis says Rashi, v'chein kosov harivzal. The Rif writes that if Yishosalei Mishchav, somebody drinks oil, Azuke Mazikle, it causes damage, Voloi Mevarach Oleo, does not make a bracha. And Memela, why does the Rambam Paskim that if someone drinks Shemen Levadoi, that he makes a bracha? After all, drinking Shemen alone is Azuke Mazik, it causes damage. And the Kasimisha points out, the Kvar Toma Olav Hatur B'Simen Rish Beis, that this question was already raised by the Tur, Rabbeinu Mefarish, and the Rambam Taichis, Shloi Omru Yidishosele Azuke Mazik, when the Gemara says that if you drink shemen, it causes damage, the Gemara only meant it on the level, Elolafuke Masha Omru Shivorach Olav Boyer Priyoetz. The Gemara, when the Gemara rejects making a bracha over shemen, because it's Azuke Mazik, according to the Rambam, the Gemara never intended that you don't make a bracha at all. What the Gemara meant to say is that being that it's Azuke Mazik, so you don't make the regular bracha of Bayri Priyoes. Aval Kivin the Avagav the Azuke Mazik Nehenehu, but being that Sov Kosov is being Nehene, so Mamela Mavar Shahakul, so you have to make the bracha of Shahakul. Now the Chayra, the words of the Kesef Mishnah need beer. Because Mishnah says that Kivin the Afal Gav Dazuke Mazik Nehenehu, because Mishnah says that Sov Kosov is Nehene, so he makes a Shahakul. So it's Bechlal not moving. The Kesef Mishnah maintains that Lamaisa he's being Nehene, so if he's really Nehene, then he should have to make a Brocha Priyoes. What does it mean that he only makes a Shahakul? So Bemez Lechayre, the Kevon of the Kesef Mishnah means, when the Kasimisha says that he's Nehene, he means to say he's Nehene from the Shtiyah itself, from the Etzem drink, he means he only has Hanoas Groinoi. But he does not have Hanoas Gufoi like in every other Achila Shtiyah. Because Adrabe, drinking the Shemen, it's Azuke Mazik to the Guf. And being there's no Hanoas Gufoi, there's only Hanoas Groinoi, so you don't make the regular Brach of Priyoetz, but rather he only makes a Shahakul. And we see Be'emes that Rashi says in Brachos Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Azuke Mazikle Legufe, and Rashi says Ve'einzu Achila Shetu'una Brocho, the Gabe Brocho V'chaltuksiv. In other words, the Kavanah of Rashi is that being we find it says V'chaltu V'savoto. V'chaltu V'savoto means that there also is Hanoas Gufoi, not simply Hanoas Groinoi, that the throat is Nehene. In the case of someone is Shoyse Hashemen, we do not have Hanoas Gufoi. And we don't have Hanoas Gufoi, so therefore you don't make the regular bracha priyoes, but you make the Shahakul. But Rabbeisai, still now, Adrabu, we still have to understand. If the fact is that he does not have Hanoz Gufoy, and that's why he does not make the Bruch of Priyawet, the question is, why does he make Bechlal the Bruch of Shahakul? The Chayra, the Bruch of Shahakul, is the Chayra the same as all Bruches, that you only make a Bruch when you have Hanoz Gufoy. You don't merely make it on Hanoz Groinoy alone. So, Manav Sheikh, if you don't make the Priyawet because there's no Hanoz Gufoy, then why, in fact, should he make the Bruch of Shahakul at all? So, Bemer, there's interesting teretz in Beer in the Rambam from Agoyin Rebbe Sal Jolti Zatzal. We find that the Mishnah, Mesechus Brachos, there on Omer Aleph, the Mishnah points out, it says, Ketzed Mevorchen Ala Peiris. Well, the Mishnah says, and describes, how does one make a Brach on Peiris? So the Mishnah says, Al Peiris Eloim, on fruit of a tree, Hu Omer, he says, Beir Priyoes. We have the lashon hu oimer, which seems to be a kefal lashon hu, he, oimer, he says. Shalayayin, hu oimer, bere pri hagofen. Valperis oretz, hu oimer, he says, bere pri huadoma. Shalapas hu oimer, on pas hu oimer again, he says, amaitzi lechem min oretz. Valyurakis hu oimer, bere pri huadoma. So, Bemis, we have to understand, why is it always mentioned the lushan of Hu Oimer? Could you simply have said, Al Peiris Hu Ilan, Oimer, he says, Berei Pri Oes. Al Ayayin, Oimer, he says, Berei Pri Agoven. As a matter of fact, on Mem Omid Beis, we find the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, Al Dover She'ein Gidul Oimen Oretz, something does not grow from the ground. Oimer Shahakol ni bedvore. It doesn't say who Oimer Shahakol ni bedvore. So the question is, why does the other Mishnah mention Al Peiris Ilan, Al Ayayin, and all of those things? The Mishnah says who Oimer. What's the emphasis of the addition of the word who? And Bemez discussion is already raised by the Tzlach there on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, excuse me, on the Mishnah. So we have to understand again. Why does the Mishnah refer b'chol mokom each time mentioning the word who? Who Omer? He says. Suggests Agoyin Rebbe Sal Jolti, we find that the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam basically divides and categorizes the inyonim of Brocha into three minim. The Rambam says, Nimtzu kol ha-brachos kulon shloisha minim. We basically have three categories of Brachos. We have brachos hanoyo, the brachos that a person makes, which is birchas hanehenen, the brachos that he makes when he has hanoah from eating food or drinking. We have birchas hamitzvahs, a bracha that a person makes on a mitzvah, achilas matzah, on sukkah, on lulav, and so on. And then we have brachos hoidoah. Brachos hoidoah is brachos of giving thanks, shehein derech shevach v'hoidoah ubakoshe. So that is the third category of brachas. It's a bracha of Hoidoah, giving Shevach of Hoidoah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now look at Yud over there in Perek Aleph. The Rambam writes, Kol HaBrachos Kulon, regarding all the brachas, Avol Pi Shebirach V'Yotze Dei Chavosoi, if a person made a bracha, and he was already Yotze, and therefore he is now able to eat, Mutaloy Lvorech La Acherim Shloyotsu Yidei Chivoson Kedei Lohoitsiyo. Rama basically says that regarding all brachas, Chutzmi Birchis Hanoya, except Birchis Hanehenen. When I mentioned before, Kol Brachas Kulam, talk about eating, Rama is really referring to all other brachas. The halacha is that Avo Pishiyotsu Moitsi. That even if I was Yotze, I can make a bracha to be Moitsi someone else. For example, in the bracha of Shofar. If someone already was Yotze Mitzvah Shofar and he already has made a bracha for himself, he's able to be Moitzi somebody else, not only the Mitzvah Shofar, but he's able to make a bracha on behalf of that other person. So all other brachas, a person is able to be Moitzi somebody else, even if he himself was already Yotze. Except, as the Rambam, the exception is Birchas HaHanoya. Except the brachas on Hanoya, She'ein Bo Mitzvah, She'ein Mevorach L'Cheirin. Birchas Nehenen, you cannot make a bracha to be moitzi somebody else, unless you yourself are eating. So Lamashu, if Reuven himself is making a bracha, pre-weights on an apple, he's eating an apple. So he makes the bracha, pre-weights on the apple, he's able to be mitzi somebody else with that same bracha, because being that he's using the bracha for himself, because he himself is eating, he himself is having hanoah, he's able to be mitzi somebody else. But if someone is not eating an apple, if Reuven, let's say, is not eating an apple, bichlal, but he simply wants to make a bracha of pre-weights or any other birchas on the hand and on behalf of Shimon, if Reuven is not eating, you're not able to be mitzi someone with a birchas on the hand, says the Rambam, unless you yourself are eating. Now, but otherwise the Rambam said, kol ha-brachos kulan, all other brachos besides birchas hanoah, besides birchas hanehenen, you are able to be moitzi. What does it mean, kol ha-brachos kulan? So Rav Zolti is medayik, being that the Rambam says, kol ha-brachos kulan is mashma even birchas shevach v'hoidoy. Even a bracha that involves shevach v'hoidoy, if someone already made the bracha for himself and he was yotze, he is able to make a bracha on behalf of somebody else. The only exception where you cannot be moitzi someone else is only birchas hanehenen, where the Rambam says, eina mevarach lacheirim. But otherwise, all other brachas, one is able to make a bracha on behalf of somebody else. So, Marela, Tainas the Ritzal Zolti very beautifully. That this is the kavon of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah Taka emphasizes, and the Mishnah says, Al Peiris O'ilun and the others, it says, Hu Oimer. The emphasis of the word who is to emphasize that only he who is being Nehenah is able to make the bracha. However, someone who is not Nehenah is not able to make a bracha to be Moitzi Acherit. However, that klal is only by all Berchas HaNehenah, because Berchas HaNehenah, the bracha is a bracha proteus, where a person specifies the dover, the item of which is being Nehenah. For example, Priyoes. The bracha pre-yuei specifies the chefza that is being the henna from. Pre-hagofem, pre-huadomo, lechem and oretz, where the bracha defines and specifies the etzma bracha is on the item that is being the henna. So being that the bracha is on the item that is being the henna, because it specifies, so there, suggests Rav Zolti, there the halacha is that you cannot make a bracha on behalf of somebody else unless you yourself are the henna. Aval birchas shahakot. But the bracha of shahakol, on the other hand, which is a bracha klolis, is bechlal not oibazoi, it's not a birchas hanoi, but rather the nature, the yisoid hadin of bracha of shahakol, that's a birchas shevach v'hoidoi, where he's thanking Hashem Yisborach, shahakol niya bidvaroi. Memela, regarding the bracha of shahakol niya bidvaroi, if we classify that this is a birchas shevach v'hoidoi, then in fact one is able to be moitzi someone else with a bracha of shahakol, even though the person himself is not being a henna. And the truth is, once you take a look in the Be'er Hetev, in Erechaim Siman Reish Dalad, Sivkot Nechof, where the Be'er Hetev brings down, Bishem the Sefer Chochmas Menoyach, regarding the bracha, Shehakol Nia Bedvoroi. The Chochmas Menoyach is of the opinion that when someone pronounces the word Nihio, Shehakol Nihio, that one should say it with a segoil, shehakol niheyeh, with a segoil under the yud, which is the loshen hoive, which means now, referring to now, that everything now is bidvoroi, but not with the comets. One should not say shehakol niheyoh, with the comets under the yud, because niheyoh is a loshen ovar. Roy Brokus, the chachomim were mistaken b'loshen hoive, And being that most brachas chazal were mistaken b'loshen hoive, therefore says the Chochmas Menoyach that one should make the nusach and the pronunciation of the bracha shahakol should be niheyeh, which is loshen hoive. If one takes a look in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sivkot Nches, we find there that the Mogen Avram in fact says no, that one makes the shahakol nihiyo with the comets, shahakol nihiyo. What is the Bir Adover? What is the Sfor of the Magen Avraham? Suggests Rav Zolti that the Shit of the Magen Avraham is that all brachos who are birches hanehenen, so a male person makes a bracha on the hoive, on the fruit, on the chefza now, that we have now in front of us. Prior priyoes, make a bracha priyagofen, and so on. However, birches shahakol is a bracha of sheva v'haydoa. It's a general bracha thanking Hashem for everything. The brach is al ha'ovar. We're not making bracha now on the specific item that I'm having hanoah, but rather this is a birch sheva v'hidoah ba'oifin klali. So we're thanking Hashem for everything that Shehakol nihiyah bidvaroi. Oy bazoi, a birch Shehakol is not the regular birch sanahenen, but rather the bracha of Shehakol is a bracha of sheva v'hidoah. What comes out is, what emerges is that the bracha shahakol, one is able to be mitzi someone else, even if you yourself are not being a henna. Even though you yourself are not being a henna, you're still able to be mitzi somebody else with the bracha of shahakol. And therefore, the Mishnah, regarding bracha shahakol, the Mishnah does not say, who oimer shahakol. As mentioned, on the Mem Amud Beis, it says that Oimer Shehakol Nihiyah B'Dvaroi. We do not have the emphasis of who, because the fact is that regarding the Brach of Shehakol, you yourself don't even have to be Nehenet, and yet you can be Moitzi somebody else simply by saying the Brach. The other person is being Nehenet, but the one who's making the Brach regarding Shehakol does not have to be Nehenet, because it's not a regular Brach of Nehenet, but rather it's a Brach of Shevach V'Hoidoi. If that's the case, we can now understand and go back to the Rambam. The Rambam again, who paskins, that if someone is a shoyse shemen, that someone drinks oil, the Rambam said that he's a mavarach shahakul, that he makes the bracha of shahakul. L'chay the kash is, why does he make a bracha b'chlal? After all, drinking shemen levadoi, it's azuke mazikle. After all, it's being mazikim. The way we understood now, and we were mavar the bracha of shahakul, we can understand very well why the Rambam maintains that regarding Shoyse Shemen, one in fact should make a Brach of Shehakol. Why? Because the Yisoid Hadin, the nature of the Brach of Shehakol, is not a Birchas Hanehenen that requires Hanoes Gufoi, like by all Brachas. But as long as one has Hanoes Groinoi, Bemeli is Mechuyiv to make the Brach of Shehakol. Because Shehakol is a Sheva V'Hoidoi, giving Hashem thanks. And Hoidoah, even for the Hanoz Groinoi, although Mitzad Hasheni, it might be Mazik Legufoi, but the fact is, it is supplying him Hanoz Groinoi, and being that the Brach of Shehakol is not a regular Birchas Hanehenen which needs Hanoz Gufoi, for the Bracha, and for the nature of Sheva V'Hoidoah, what is required to make a Brach of Shehakol, as long as you have Hanoz Groinoi, Kasov he has the Hanoz. On the other hand, the Torah is of the opinion that the Brach of Shehakol is no different than any other Brach of Sanhedrin. The Torah is of the opinion that Brach of Shehakol has the same halachas, is based upon the same yisoides as any other Brach. So Mamela, even regarding Brach of Shehakol, one is not considered to be an Ahena only if it's Hanoz Gufoi. As it says, V'chalta V'savota Hanoz Gufoi. And therefore the opinion of the Torah was that one should not make a Brach at all. However, the Shita of the Rambam, on the other hand, that Birch Shehakol is the Birch Sheva V'Hoidoah, so long as you have at least Hanoz Groinoi, which Shemen in fact supplies, therefore the Rambam says that you make the Bracha of Shehakol. L'chayr, we can bring a right to the Shittas of Rambam, that in the case of Shoyse Shemen, even though that's Mazikim, nevertheless he makes the Bracha of Shehakol. So we see the Gemara saying, Taka, on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, regarding someone who either eats Akara Chaya, he eats a raw melon, or Vikimcha Desara, or flour of barley. So the Gemara says, "Mevarchin and alayu shahakol niyeh bedvaroi." Did you make shahakol niyeh bedvaroi? The Gemara said, "The havimin it would have been." And we could have thought that kimchid desare, that the flour of barley. The Gemara says, "Hoil v'kosha lekukiyoni." That being that when one eats kimchid desare, one can be affected by worms in the stomach. So being that it's kosher l'kukiyani, it has a damaging effect. I would have thought, says the Gemara, lo livroch oleo klal, I would have thought that you don't make a broch at all, because after all it has a damaging effect. It's kosher l'kukiyani. So the kamash malon is, kim di islay hanoa menei boye bruche. That's all kasov, being that he has hanoa, so he makes a shahakul. So beferish l'chor, you see, that even though something is azuke mazikle, that even though something is mazik, but sof kosof he has hanoah, he makes a bracha. So l'chayr, we would have a beferish yemoker to the Rambam, who also says by shoyse shemen, that he makes a bracha shahakol, even though it's azuke mazikle. However, one can be dechelis rai, it's not a real rai, because enochanami, the Gemara says that kimchid desare, it's kosher lekukiyoni, But maybe that's all it is. In other words, it's kosher l'kukiyoni, which means to say is, they could cause worms in the stomach. But l'maisis, he still has hanoas gufoi. The Gemara does not say that in the case of kimche disara that he does not have hanoas aguf when he swallows the food. There's some other side effect. And Enochanami, there's a side effect. But sof kosovitz, you talk him that he does have hanoas aguf, and therefore l'maisis, he makes a brocha. However, in the case of Shemen, that's Azuke Mazikle. It's Azuke Mazikle Gufay. That's a case where Bechlali does not have a Noah Saguf. And therefore, Bem is the Tur Taka holds that on Shemen, one does not make a Brach of Shahaku. Interesting to point out the Shita of the Ramah, Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah, brought down in the Shari Tshuva, Simon Reish Zayin, Sivkot Nalef, where the Shari Tshuva brings down that if one made a bracha over mayim, the bracha rishayne, beirin nefoshes, he says lo yotza. Shimbirach ala mayim, bracha rishayne, beirin nefoshes, instead of a shahakul, he's made a bracha, beirin nefoshes. Said the Ramah, when is that yotza? Why? Because we find, in fact, a loshen gemara in brachas lamazayin amad aleph, the gemara uses a loshen regarding beirin nefoshes, the besoif veloy klum. The besoif veloy klum. So the Lashon, Lebesoy V'loy Klum, is meaning is, Lebesoy V'loy Klum, there it means is, regarding something that one would think that one should make an Alamichyo, and the Gemara there says you don't make an Alamichyo, but you make only a Bayrin Nefoshes, and it's referred to V'loy Klum. So the Ramah said, the Lashon HaGemara, that Bayrin Nefoshes V'loy Klum, means to say is that, if you use the Bayrin Nefoshes for a Bracha Rishoyna, is Lo Yotzo. On the other hand, the Birki Yosef, the Chidon, Simon Reish Dalad, brings down that Maise Be'echot Shibiruch Tchila, Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis, will be Soif Shahakol. So it brings down over there that Ein Sorach Lachzul Levorach doesn't have to make a bracha, Loi Berishoyne, Loi Bachroyne, but the Evid is Yosef by making the Boyer Nefoshes in the beginning. And the Shahakol at the end. So Tainus of Bishal Zolti, he says that Lechaira, the bracha Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis is also not a birchas anehenen. The nature of this bracha, Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis, is not a birchas anehenen, but rather this is a birchas shevach v'hoidoa. And therefore, the Gemara brachas daflam zayin omer alef. The Gemara says the loshen lebesoy v'loy klum. Lebesoy v'loy klum does not mean that one does not make at all a bracha achroina, but rather there Rashi says lebesoy v'loy klum means he does not make a bracha of alamichya on that particular item that the Gemara is referring to, but rather he only makes a bayru nefoshes rabbis. So the question is, if in fact he has to make a bracha achroina, bayru nefoshes rabbis, why does the Gemara say and use the loshen lebesoy v'loy klum? Enochanami, the Gemara means v'loy klum means he does not make an alamichya, but if the kavana is that he does make a bayru nefoshes, so what is the loshen? What kind of a loshen is it to say lebesoy v'loy klum if in fact he still has to make a bayru nefoshes? So if you take a look at the Madana Yontav on the Rosh, over there Sivkot Niyud, the Madana Yontav brings down B'Shem Dish Chuvis Arashva, that the reason that the Gemara refers to Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis V'loy Klum, because the nature, the yisoid of Boyer Nefoshes, Mipnei She'eina Mevorach Al Dover She'nehenu Memenu, She'eina Oymer Boyer Minim Harbe, L'malois Chasorin Hadvorim Shiboro. So the bracha of Boyer Nefoshes is not on anything specific. El Adrabe, who mevarech al shibara nefoshes, that it created people that need a lot of things. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu supplies it. Al kein koruhu v'loy klum. In other words, the bira dovar, with the tshuva sarajba, means to say that the bracha of Boyer Nefoshes is not a bracha on the chefetz that is being nehenna, but rather the nature of Boyer Nefoshes is a birche shevach v'hoidoa. And that's what it means, v'loy klum. V'loy klum means it's not a birchas anehenen on the chepes that he's eating. Mameloi bazoi, we can understand now and explain very nicely the shita or the opinion of the Birke Yosef of the Chidoh. Birke Yosef again paskins, the Birke Yosef paskins that if a person made a brocha of boyer nefoshes before he drank water, he said that yotze dechoivoso, he's yotze. You know why? Because regarding mayim, Chazal never were mesakin a brocha for the item that is being nehenet, because it's mayim. Be'etzim has no tam. So on mayim Chazal, according to the Chidoh, Chazal never were misakin a bracha on the item that he was nehenet, but rather a bracha of shevach v'hoidoh. And therefore, he's yaitzu with Bar Nefoshes, because Bar Nefoshes, in fact, is a Birch HaShevach of Aydor. Which the Fizet comes out, that also the Broch of Shahakul, that one makes on Maim, therefore, is not a Broch of Mash in a Henna, but rather it's a Birch HaShevach of Aydor. And therefore, again, this explains the Shittus HaRambam, the Rambam Paskins, that if someone is a Shoyz HaShem and Levadoi, even though it's a Zuke Mazaklei, but nevertheless, he makes a Broch of Shahakul. Because the Broch of Shahakul is not a Birchus on a hen and that needs Hanois Haguf like all other Broches, but as long as he has Hanois Groinoi, he's a Mechuyev to make the Broch of Shahakul.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.